wanted an American superhero with a strong spiritual calling to shepherd us into the next phase. A loving, soothing personality is essential, and respectful negotiation skills are required. The position is available immediately. Wonder Woman, Tinkerbell, and Mr. Fantastic have already submitted resumes. We need the heart of Gandhi, the charisma of Oprah, and the brain of Einstein. Not necessary to sing or dance, but that wouldn't hurt. Required reading, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Humor and charm would be essential. The candidate must be party neutral and appreciate that we are all different, but we must find a way to come together. In 1901, Julia Davis Chandler created the first peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a simply brilliant combination which has delighted millions. That's the type of American ingenuity that we need. Just picture the recruitment poster. I want you for the U.S. Army, of Uncle Sam pointing his finger at the viewer. But instead of fighters, we want lovers, collaborators, and cheerleaders. There will be no limit to how many jobs will be filled. The more, the merrier. The salary for such a position is priceless. How can one put a value on being a spiritual salvation of a nation? Mother Teresa didn't show up to work to increase her 401k or to guarantee a golden parachute. She did it for the love of mankind. Maybe you could be the next Mother Teresa. In 1965, Burt Bacharach wrote the song, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. We'll play it loud and play it often. Our country needs an anthem immediately. And as JFK said, ask not what your country can do for you, but for what you can do for your country. It doesn't matter which side of the great divide you're on. If you're irritated about a particular issue, use that energy for positive change in your own backyard. When my children were little and acting up or hanging around toxic people, I would always say, is this the highest and best use of your time? I've had to quit hosting dinner parties because my friends cover the diverse political gambit. Half of my friends can't tolerate the other half, all because of politics. It's like yelling at the captain of the Titanic because the ship sank. It accomplishes nothing. So just start paddling and share your lifeboat along the way.